points usually would expect that to, you know, result in a win. Just what did you kind of see over the course of this being such a high scoring game that you guys couldn't get the upper hand?
Yeah, I think first half we had a lot of breakdowns from an execution standpoint. You know, and that led to both teams shot well, obviously. We just have to do more to try to impact the percentage. Our shots aren't quite as clean. I thought we did a better job with that in the second half, as far as making them work harder. The first half, you know, our transition defense wasn't as good as it needs to be. But I mean, by and large, kind of a sweep, we need to be better at this. So we have to give you a number of things. It wasn't one particular thing that the impact was a lot of things.
You had 4 seconds to come up with a last effort shot. Yeah. What did you think of that play? Did you?
Yeah, you know, think that was the last play. It's because it's significant. You know, curl train in the lane. How the inbounder plays the pass is a big part of whether you're able to receive those passes. He backed up, took that initial pass away, run that before, tried to get his floater. He did a good job of, you know, reacting to that, and bouncing back. And, you know, those are shots that he makes. So it's hard to get a wide open look at the end of the game. So you feel good about getting the player and getting the ball in the right guy's hands. And, you know, if you couldn't get it in bounds, it was a back end for JJ. So
it looked like V dislocated his index finger. You had Jalen falling and hitting the back of his head. What can you say of those two guys, especially at a point where you don't have a ton of depth right now, playing through injuries and being available as well?
Yeah, we talked about some of that before the game. Both significant plays. We weren't sure if Jalen was going to be able to come back in the game. Same thing with Dean, maybe shooting free throws. Both of them, there's a level of toughness that's required to do that. It's hard to shoot the ball like he did early on and just didn't miss after you dislocated your finger. It's courage. He hit another one, he missed a couple. And obviously what Jaden did, their only to stay focused and just compete and figure that part out after the game.
Coach, looking at the stat line, it's pretty even through basically every stat other than rebounding. Do you feel like the missing, Kristaps Porzingis missing tonight's game and like the lack of size is going to really visualize it?
Yeah, I mean, we have to, there's no way it doesn't do any good to lament that, those things. It's, like if you do that, you take your focus away from what you can do and what you have to do. So we've got a rebound collectively. That's obviously important. I didn't think that defensive rebounding, was as pivotal as just containing the ball in some of those drives. And that's what they do. I mean, they lead the league in closeout situations. Try to prevent it from getting middle. That's why you need to get back in transition because that creates it. So a lot of things there. The big picture that if we do 5% better, 10% better, it starts to add up.
How do you feel about like the percentage of half-court defense plays where you're in rotation? Like, is it a trade-off with the pressure on the ball, or is it happening too often? How do you feel about that at this point?
Well, always working his tail off at 6'8". If, as I mentioned, the ball can get in the paint a lot of ways. If we're backed up, we have a 6'8 center at the rim. So those are all trade-offs. I think the answer to, the best answer is to try to have, some variety in your coverages. It's hard against them. We did that tonight. We've done that in other games where you're switching 1-5. They're driving by and getting the paint. It's something we look at and talk about a lot and try to work on. The thing about those rotations is when you do have them, it's that much more important to not get the middle. It's that much more important to not go for a curl shot fake, which we did a couple of times. So there's more opportunities, to make mistakes, and that requires us to be even more disciplined. There's times when we're in a certain coverage and we're not up high enough, and they're getting downhill. And Giddy's a big guard. He's 6'6", 6'7". He's an inch taller than him. So we got to try to make our defense, fit our personnel, and we got to be good at what we do. Our margin is great in those situations. I don't think. I think a lot of times those closeout situations are coming down in transition. You've got to have more bodies back there. As I said, it's 5% here, 10% here, 7% here. We've just got to be 3% better across the board. And obviously, as guys commented earlier, you look at this, you look at what you did from an offensive standpoint. I thought Trey and JJ really found a rhythm together. We talked about that, the last few games, and that was good to see.
Thanks,
Thank you.